Hello, Old Glory Network. Thank you for joining us for this week's message. This week, our host dives into the poisonous issues that stem from lifelong politicians and how they negatively affect our country. Without further ado, here is our host.
Good morning, America. This is Wayne Ahart speaking for the Old Glory Network podcast. Thank you for tuning in for another message of common sense values designed to make Old Glory great again. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a subject here that I would like to discuss with you that I wrote in 2004 and still relative today, very, very relevant. And it's entitled, In My Opinion. The signers of the Declaration of Independence could not foresee and did not intend for there to be career politicians. Their grand plan envisioned local people going to Washington for a term or two for the good of the people, and then returning to their local community to live and make a living under the laws and taxes which they enacted. This design would cause them to be extra diligent in weighing the long-term effect and possible hardship that each bill considered might have on the people's pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. However, down through the years, politicians have taken a liking to the power and perks of public office. They have, with few exceptions, worked and voted themselves powerful incentives to stay in office till death do us part. Once elected, you see them stay in office 20, 30, 40 years, and some have even stayed longer. One thing is for sure, they don't ever intend to return home to make a living like common folks. There are numerous perks that entice them to stay, and most of them get better, and the longer they're there, the perks get better. We need to skin this animal and remove its fur coat of comfort by repealing all benefits designed to promote longevity of elected representatives. No elected official should be offered a pension as a reward for avoiding a return home and living like the rest of us. Many of them really don't care how all these laws impact us because they don't ever plan to be one of us again. They plan to stay in office until they have a big fat pension to retire on if retirement ever comes. Congress should not have the right to vote themselves a pension with taxpayers' money. Pension benefits should only be approved by a vote of the people who pay it, not by those who receive it. I don't suggest that we take away the pension benefits already enrolled, but we need to end the pension plan for members elected in the future. This is a snake that needs killing. Another source that grants a great incentive to remaining in office for a long time is committee chairmanships. A tremendous amount of power and influence is accumulated by committee chairmen, and it increases the longer they have it. So pensions and committee chairmanships are like slop to a hog. They can't get to the trough fast enough, nor stay long enough to satisfy themselves. Their appetite is insatiable. In addition to ending pensions, in my opinion, we should change the committee chairmanship system and appoint all chairmanships among freshmen legislators or the one with the least seniority. This would assure the constant turnover of chairmanships in the accumulation of power and the rewarding of longevity. Rotting in office should not be rewarded, and power should not be accumulated. I am aware that these two suggestions would be considered radical by those in power and many others, but they make sense. Our nation's founders were considered radical, but they made sense. Who would be hurt by these changes? Only those career politicians who have set these rules and expect to sit on the nest for life. Who would be helped? Every American, every taxpayer could sleep better at night knowing his elected representatives would be scrutinizing every bill and every tax based on how it will affect them when they return home as ordinary citizens. Every House representative and senator should go to Washington with these thoughts in mind to make a difference in the future of every citizen, and they all claim they do, to do their best to guarantee their security and safety, to expand to the best of their abilities the opportunity of a free enterprise system, to interfere as little as possible in our daily lives, to guarantee freedom to worship as a citizen chooses, to tax as little as possible, to promote a fair and just judicial system, to permit people to fail or succeed commensurate with their ability and initiative, and to let there be consequences for one's actions or inactions. Then they should return to the states the responsibility of education, regulation of unions, and leave health care up to the free enterprise system. When the federal government got involved in regulation of health care and education, unions and transportation, these systems all became bigger, more expensive, and less effective. Politicians need to be more concerned with these things and less concerned with their own power and perks. What about campaign fundraising? Well, in my opinion, in order to satisfy the grand plan of the founding fathers, a few changes are in order in fundraising. Candidates from a school board member to the United States Senate should be restricted from receiving any help in fundraising or funds from any source outside their area of representation. No funds from any political party could be used to assist candidates except those raised within the representative's territory. No corporate, union, or PAC money could be contributed except by those within the territory and with funds raised within the territory. Remember, the grand plan was for local people to represent their area and return home to live and work. Whenever outside interests, such as PACs and lawyers and unions and corporations, other elected officials, or parties can send money or have fundraisers to help elect a certain candidate in other parts of the country, we have then destroyed the local control grand plan. When Californians or their money can influence who is elected in New York or Texas or Florida, the grand plan is finished. There should be no limit on what can be contributed by local people. Unions should have to receive written permission from each member in their union to use their membership fees or any portion of their fees for political activity of any kind for each and every race. The race for president should impose no limits on campaign contributions, except that all funds must come from U.S. citizens only. U.S. corporations only with the majority ownership in U.S. citizens' hands should be able to contribute. Should any contributions ever be traced to foreign interests, those foreigners and their corporate interests should lose their right to do business in America for 10 years. Any U.S. citizen who assisted them should receive a 10-year sentence of imprisonment without parole. The candidate or party receiving those funds should be required to pay it back times 10 to the U.S. Treasury. Let's skin this animal and get back closer to the grand plan originally envisioned by the writers of the Constitution. Ladies and gentlemen, as we sign off today, remember that yes, you can become a millionaire, and that nothing is more precious than your freedom. Tune in each week to Old Glory Network Podcast and be motivated to improve your life, improve your opportunities, and help us make Old Glory great again. You know, if you are a conservative, then you will want to listen to the Old Glory Network Podcast. If you are not a conservative, then you need to listen to the Old Glory Network Podcast. Call your friends and relatives. Encourage them to listen. And then discuss the content together. Do your part to keep Old Glory great for your kids and grandkids. If you love America, then help us keep it. And remember this, you can order Kevin Dale Ahart's music on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, or Amazon. Or if you would like to order his complete album of Cowboy's Revenge, you can do so at Texana Records at info@krwoodproductions.com or by calling area code 512-203-7921. Also, K.R. Wood himself has some great cowboy music and Western history. Ask about those when you call. And be sure to visit our website at oldglorynetwork.com for more information. And happy trails till we meet again.
We want to conclude this message by saying thank you for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star review. For more information about Old Glory Network, visit oldglorynetwork.com. We'll see you next week.